This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and today a live session with Cody Lovass. How you doing?
Good.
Did I say that right?
Kind of, yeah. It's better than Lovass.
How do you say it?
Lovass.
Lovass. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like you love Voss water.
Nice. All right.
Sponsored by Voss water.
You got to get that worked out. Is it right? You have a new EP coming out at the end of May?
I do.
May 31st.
Yeah.
And songs from it already played on a whole bunch of platforms. One was Apple Music Song of the Day. Congratulations for
that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's great. And you're local. For people that don't know you, you're from Carlsbad, right?
Yeah, I'm from San Diego, from Carlsbad. I live in West Hollywood now.
But okay.
Yeah.
And you're the youngest person to ever receive Best New Artist from the San Diego Music Awards, and that was half a dozen years ago.
Yeah, that was quite a while ago, but that was cool.
And also the what was it, the youngest Surf Aid ambassador? What's your hurry, son?
I'm not in one anymore. I'm 21. I've slowed down.
You're making us all look bad. are you going to play a couple of songs for us today?
I'd love to.
And what's this one going to be, the first one?
It's called Just So You Know. I just released it. I'll just hop into it. This is like the morning version. It's right. Like the Good Morning America.
Cody Lovass here on 88.5 FM.
Awesome.
Since you left me, baby, I even found me someone else. She doesn't look for reasons to complain. She doesn't talk more about just herself. She says I love you without hesitating. Yeah, being mine's not just for show. Yeah, just so you know. Well, I had a new girl, and just so you know, she's sweeter than you, girl, just so you know. Well, I had a new girl, you're all new, girl, oh, yeah. And just so you know. She doesn't ever try to cause a scene, just to see how I might react. She ain't not a diva, not a drama queen. Because our love is not enough. Hey, just so you know. But I had a new girl, just so you know. She's sweeter than you, girl, just so you know. But I had a new girl, you're all news, girl. Said I love you without hesitating. Yeah, being mad's not just for sure. Honey, just so you know. But I had a new girl, and just so you know, she's sweeter than you, girl, just so you know. But I had a new girl, you're all new, girl, just so you know.
I like to wait for the sustain to go completely out so
we can have this.
Who's going to be the first to talk? Yeah. It's 88.5 FM, and Cody Lovass has joined us today, Just So You Know, a song that will be out in a couple of months.
Well, that one's already out.
That one's already out.
That just came out. We have the killer music video for it. It's like a short story music video. It's really cool.
Nice. Yeah, and then the rest dropped. Of the EP will drop at the end of May. We were talking a second ago about what happened, you know, in the last half dozen years. 6 years ago, 5 years ago, you're named Best New Artist in San Diego for the Music Awards there. Just 21 years now?
Yes, sir.
So at 14, take us back a little bit. You're playing an open mic in North County, San Diego, and a fairly well-known artist sees you there. Tell us what happens next.
Yeah, this is a crazy story. I was doing open mics all the time. I was addicted. I was just wanting to share my music, share my songs, and doing it 3 times a week, as much as I could. And there was this place I'd go pretty often called Hill Street Cafe. And I went there one night, and very fortunately, Jason Mraz was performing with his band in front of like 15 people, just randomly, just showing off his new material before a tour and just rehearsing.
Right.
Pretty crazy. So he did like four songs and he hopped off stage and then he opened for me basically. I went up after him played a few songs and one song I'd written the night before and just kind of went for it there. And Jason Mraz at the time, I'd come home from, you know, seventh grade, whatever it was, and put his music on like every single day. I loved his stuff.
Yeah,
so
he was white hot in the middle of the 2010s.
Absolutely. So he was there and he heard the songs. And after I performed, he came up to me. He was like, "Yo, love your music. I want to mentor you. I want you to be my protege. I want to introduce you to people." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Yeah, sure. That sounds good." So a week later, we actually did the most San Diego thing possible. We went and surfed together. And then we went back to
that sealed the deal.
Yeah. And we went back to his avocado orchard recording studio at his house.
Of course you did.
And we tracked on ukuleles. And that was the beginning of it all. I got to go on tour with him. He immediately was just thrown into a bunch of cool writing sessions because of him and his management team.
Yeah, well, you signed with Bill Silva. And anybody that knows, well, if you listen to any commercial for a concert, Bill Silva presents.
Yeah.
and then you get to write with people like Jack Temchin, and anybody that's listened to a Eagle song knows his name. That's pretty heady for a start.
Yeah, that was a...
For a teenager.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. And looking back, you're kind of clueless. I was clueless to what was going on, really. I was just trying to write songs and figure out what I wanted to say. It took me a way long time. I just figured it out like every yesterday.
That's maybe the best way today, to do it, to not know how deep you're in it, what company you're keeping, and just blissfully go and have fun. That's great.
I was so clueless. I remember after the first meeting with Bill, I went out and, you know, my parents drove me to LA to have the meeting. And they were in the meeting with me. And I went in the car. I was like, "Oh, well, that didn't go well." And they were like, "Dude, you signed with them. What do you mean?" I was like, "Oh, really?" It was crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Just started releasing music a bit ago. Took me a bit to understand, you know, the music industry and how writing sessions work and all the little stuff. But, now I feel like I'm in a great groove touring and putting out records and doing all the fun stuff, man. My life is very much a dream right now. I get to do what I love every day, and I'm very fortunate.
That's awesome. Well, play us another song, will you?
Cool.
What are we going to hear for a second number?
It's called Tired. This is the next single.
All right, this is Tired by Cody Lavas on 88.5 FM.
You have things so easy. It's so easy to complain. It's hard to have empathy when it feels like you can't do a thing. But I would like to stifle the pain. But there's just more every day. Yeah, it's like I'm two more steps away. With every step that I take, now I'm so tired. Now I'm so say more than I do. Yeah, I run in my head, but my feet still don't move. But can I look? Give me a break. It's the same look on every face. Cause you don't want change, but don't wanna be the one to. I'm stifle the pain. But there's just more every day. It's like I count two more steps away. With every step that I take, no.
Tired from Cody Lavos here on 88.5 FM. That's pretty. We were talking about this guitar before you started playing. Tell me about your first guitar. Do you remember how old you were and what your first guitar was?
Absolutely. I mean, I was seven. I had this acoustic guitar that had steel strings. It hurt to play. I had a really bad teacher at first. So he was like, sit up straight, read these notes, care about these songs that you can't care about, you know. It's
right.
It's terrible. So I got a new teacher, and he brought me this nylon string guitar. It was small, didn't hurt my fingers. But the first guitar I fell in love with was my first Fender Stratocaster.
Mm.
It was just a regular ass black Strat, and it
right.
got my heart.
Nice.
Yeah.
And this guitar we were talking, it's small enough that you can take to the beach if you want. Can you? He shook the guitar and you could hear the sand in it. Let me see if
I
can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely spent my time on the beach with this one. This is the Academy series by Taylor Guitars. It's amazing.
That's pretty great. When you go out and you do things for the charities that you're involved in, I know you're, like I said, you're a Surf Aid ambassador, you have been, and I heard you. You're interested in environmental issues. When you get involved in things like that, what do you get out of it? Talk a little bit about that sort of thing.
It's totally a selfish thing for me. I just love it. Like I do this thing, Surfing with a Blind, in San Diego. I don't usually talk about this stuff actually, but it's so fun. I mean, every year we go down to Ponto Beach. It's a beach, my hometown, Carlsbad, and there's like 40 to 50 people who can't see that want to surf. And we get to, you know, four people per surfer, and we take them out, we get them on a soft top board, we push them into waves. The reaction on their face is priceless.
Mm.
It's such a good time.
That's great.
So
is that an organization that people can donate to if they want to?
Yeah, Surfing with the Blind. Yeah, that's what it's called.
It's amazing.
It's awesome. So fun. So fun.
Yeah, you are a Southern California boy through and through.
Yeah.
Will you play another song for us? One
Love
more?
Love to. I might hop on the piano on this one, actually, if that's cool.
Yeah, it's fine. This is Cody Lavos joining us on 88.5 FM.
You slipped in the stream of my thoughts. Sinking so deep, dried up. I'm sure there's a reason for it all. And then the star just as heavy as a rock. Things have been sweet since we talked. I moved to the city with my songs. I guess it's what I always dreamed. It's hard. I saved a seat for you, 'cause I thought you would be there. Like you used to be. I thought you would be here. So in touch. mission to serve. While you're on the streets that we walk, and it isn't right that I can't resist. They told me don't even look, but my eyes wander a bit right into the stories that I'm not a part of. I guess I wasn't expecting to be broken out of. Cause I thought you would be there like you used to be. No, 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 no. I thought you would be here, here with me, here with me.
FM with Cody LaVos. What was the name of that one?
That was called Be Here.
That was nice.
Thank you.
That was really nice. You know, it's interesting to me. There are a whole bunch of different types of artists that show up here, but there, in my mind, there are two camps. There's the ones that come in with 50 road cases and an entourage and a whole bunch of people. Then there's people like Ben Harper who comes over here with a skateboard and a guitar and just sits down and plays. You're kind of in that second camp. You drive over here yourself, by yourself, with just a guitar and play. You like to keep it simple.
I do, yeah. It's how I write my songs, so it feels natural to play them solo sometimes, and yeah.
So when you play live, do you sometimes bring other musicians with you?
And oh, yeah. I mean, live, we have a band, and I love it, but there's definitely moments that are stripped down and just me. Like, tonight I'm playing this song, actually, that I just played you at the Moroccan, and I'm going to play that one solo. Maybe my friend will come up and play ukulele. But, yeah, I love playing live with a band because I can really, like, let go on guitar and kind of open up with my electric.
Right.
So that's really fun for me.
The Moroccan Lounge show, is it sold out?
Not just yet. You can still get tickets.
All right, go to the website and find yourself a ticket. I think we sold some tickets here today. And great to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wish you best of luck with the EP that comes out at the end of May. Is there a name for it yet?
Yeah, it's called Pull Out Couch, because I live on a pullout couch.
And I believe them. Great to meet you. Cody LaVos on 88.5 FM.
Thanks so much.